We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little fantasy football. Talk a little real gambling there. I guess fantasy football is real gambling, huh, Crowder? I guess
yes,
people put a lot of money in this.
I don't want me some pretty. Actually, yeah. Jamie done helped me win a lot of money in the last
really?
Couple years. Yeah, man. You know, I won QAMs like three times.
How much did
since
it pay?
I've been here. Like $1,000, $1,200
oh, really?
Or something.
Oh,
yeah, man.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg is the CBSSports.com fantasy football guru. We will go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Jamie, I'm guessing that this is a big piece of news for fantasy football players and gurus like yourself. I saw this at Yahoo Sports. It said the NFL got a piece of good news to start the 2020 season. All 32 starting quarterbacks made it out of week one unscathed. No quarterback suffered serious injuries in week one. No quarterback was benched either. That means 2020 is poised to be the first season since 2011 when all 32 quarterbacks who started week one also started week two. That's the kind of consistency I'm guessing fantasy football people like.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, injuries are never good at any position, but you know what it means at that spot in particular. So, we're going to get some quarterback changes just by the nature of poor play at some point. You know, some people would have thought Chicago, for example, that they would have maybe made a switch in the third quarter with how Mitchell Trubisky was playing. Obviously, everybody down here is excited to see what Tua Tagovailoa is going to do. So we're going to see some quarterback changes just by nature of, you know, procedural moves at some point, but injuries stink across the board, and, you know, as I'm sure Tannen can certainly explain better than I can, without training camp and getting out there for the first time, you saw a lot of guys, you know, going down with some soft tissue stuff, and, you know, for fantasy, it's a lot of the wide receivers, but, you know, the fact that the quarterbacks are healthy is fantastic.
Yeah, Jamie, and speaking about those quarterbacks, bro, and the Dolphins this week, and the top five quarterbacks were Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. Those don't surprise me. I love those guys. The fifth quarterback was Josh Allen. How sustainable is that? He threw the ball, what, 46 times? He ran the ball 15 times or something crazy, Jamie. Can Josh Allen keep this up? Because right now his numbers are great.
There was a certain fantasy analyst at CBS Sports who said he was the start of the week for week number one and said the bold prediction for Josh Allen would be his first 300-yard game. I don't know who may have said that, but very smart man.
Look at you. So you nailed it on week one?
It's nice when you get the first start of the week, right? Hopefully the second one goes as well. That's Ben Roethlisberger this week. But in all seriousness, Josh Allen, you know, getting Stephon Diggs was going to be a big, you know, thing for him just by the nature of a guy that gets open and helps an inaccurate quarterback look more accurate, but clearly a great playmaker. And now John Brown shifts to the number two spot, which is where he's more comfortable. Zach Moss, not the best pass-catching running back coming into the NFL, but not the shabby player in that regard. And so there's a lot to like about what this team looks like offensively with a good offensive line. The thing that sets them apart as a fantasy quarterback is his rushing, as we've seen. And so, unfortunately for the Dolphins, but good for fantasy managers, in four times that he's faced them, he's been 25 or more fantasy points, usually with his running. And if he's going to be this type of dual-threat quarterback, then Tannen, yes, he's going to be in that category, in that caliber of player more times than not.
Yeah, that makes Dolphins fans nervous for Sunday, man. Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. Let's bang through some calls here for Jamie, and then I'll try to read a couple of texts, and then we'll get to the real important questions. Ron in Miami. Go ahead, Ron. What's your question for Jamie?
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to know, should I start Devontae Parker or Paris Campbell? All
right. Yeah, Parker makes me nervous for a couple reasons. The hamstring injury, you know, so is he going to make it through a full game? You know, he's going to face a tough, you know, defense, and Tre'Davious White's a great cornerback. He had good games against the Bills last year in terms of Parker, but I believe both of those came without Preston Williams on the field, so there's just another talented wide receiver to have to, you know, share targets with. But until we see Parker, I think, at 100%, and the fact that he's a game-time decision, I think Paris Campbell's in a better spot. That Vikings defense was atrocious last week, and I think it's going to be bad for a while, especially without their standout pass rusher, Danielle Hunter.
Nothing delights me more than to look at the call screen and see it pop up from Solana. I got one also. All right, maybe Solana. And nothing delights me even further than to see Lucky the Bookie is back. Lucky the Bookie, what's your question for Jamie?
Oh, Lucky the Bookie. I need two. Marquise Brown, Gallup, or that bum James Conner. Take the Giants and the Packers.
Giants and the Packers. All right. Guy's usually on the money now, with his picks.
Now the 2020 season has started.
Right? Now it feels like we're – now everything feels good again.
It does. It really, really does. I would sit James Conner of that group. I hope he's going to be okay, but the two receivers, Marquise Brown and Michael Gallup, are in really good spots. I think Gallup has a blowout game, especially after that bogus offensive pass interference call, which took him, you know, from a 97-yard game to a 50-yard game. And then Marquise Brown, I think, is going to be legit all season long with Lamar Jackson. So it's going to be fun to watch him play.
Juan in K-Town, Solana's hometown. Hey. What do you have for Jamie?
Hey, Jamie. K-Town's in the building. Just want to ask you, CeeDee Lamb or Robbie Anderson?
I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb. I think, again, this we saw this Falcons defense. You know, there was some thought that maybe they turned the corner. They played better at the end of the last year. Compared to where they started, but it got off to the same, you know, scenario last week with Russell Wilson just carving them up, and Dax at home coming off a bad performance. So I think all the receivers are at play for the Cowboys, and now CeeDee Lamb gets a boost without Blake Jarwin there at the starting tight end.
Keith in Boca Raton. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Jamie, I do have one quick question, but Hawk, it's pronounced Louisville, just so you know.
Louisville. What do you say, Louisville. Jamie? Have you changed your Louisville. Mind since last week? have you changed your mind since Louisville?
Yeah, you texted me today. Can you come on at 3:35? And what did I reply to you?
Louisville.
That's right.
AJ Brown's out. So do you trust Corey Davis as a replacement or one of those running backs from the Rams?
I probably would trust Malcolm Brown before I trust Corey Davis just based on the workload. But Corey Davis is interesting. You know, played really well against the Broncos with over 100 yards receiving. And finally, for the first time in what I can remember, looked like, you know, the first-round pick that they drafted him 4 or 5 years ago. So not a bad pivot play, but I think Malcolm Brown shows you that he's going to be the lead running back for the Rams right now, and I would probably feel more comfortable with him.
Novell, what is your question for Jamie Eisenberg?
Again, it's Maryland. It's not Louisville. It's not New York. It's not Boston. It's Maryland.
He's okay. In Maryland.
I got a full
Maryland. Novell in Maryland.
Not Maryland. No, Maryland.
Maryland.
Full
Maryland. Novell in Maryland.
Bells it up. You got to bells it up.
You got to bells it up for Maryland, too?
Yeah. Maryland. All right. Thank you. So, full PPR, if Godwin doesn't play, should I start Brandon Cooks, MVS, or James White? And I know I got Snell on my bench, so I know if Connor doesn't play to put Snell in there. But if everybody doesn't play, should I use James White or MVS?
I like James White this week a lot. Obviously, MVS did a great job, but I think we're going to see a different Cam Newton because the game flow will be different. He's not going to be able to get by with only throwing 20 times. And you look at this receiving core right now, it's Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and James White. And pass catching running back for Cam Newton, we saw it at the end of his tenure with the Panthers before Christian McCaffrey's blow-up season last year. In 2018, he helped McCaffrey, you know, on his way to 100 catches. So James White's going to be a big, big weapon in this game. I like James White a lot.
What's your guess, Crowder? Is Solana working a bit here with his question, or does he have a legit question?
I don't even think he knows what fantasy is. I think he's working a bit.
All right, Solana, go ahead. What's your question for Jamie Eisenberg?
Hey, Jamie, PPR, I need one for my flex. So I have Tyler Higbee. I took your advice. I drafted Chenault Jr. or Danny Amendola this week. I need one.
Look at you.
I like these guys, but go to your waiver wire and see if Kobe Fleener is there. Once upon a time was a good tight end, was ruined. But if you can't find Fleener, then go take me. Higbee's got to go.
In my opinion, Crowder almost ruined his radio career by caping up for Kobe Fleener for an entire season.
If somebody were to ask me of the two of you, who would get better fantasy advice? You tanning with Kobe Fleener or Hawk with Kenny Stills once upon a time?
I mean, I killed it, right?
You killed it, and then never let me forget it.
I mean, Radio.com hired Crowder as a nationwide football expert. All I needed to do was email them a clip of him talking about Kobe Fleener like it was Tony Gonzalez. It was
unbelievable.
Drew Brees
is going to make him. It's Drew Brees. They were throw
the ball to
Kobe. Just throw it to Kobe.
Just throw it to
Kobe. I think I told you the story before, Channing, that at the owner's meeting, I'm staring at Sean Payton in his face, and I said, what do you think about Kobe Fleener, you know, that you guys signed him? And it's like he just had another child. He was so excited about Kobe Fleener. And I walked out of there, I was like, I think I moved him up like 20 spots in my rankings. He not even one was high enough for Kobe Fleener. Like, Gronk, who, you know, I was sold. Sold.
We all were sold, Jamie.
So funny, man.
Kobe'd us.
All right. Anybody have any fantasy questions for Jamie before I get on to the very serious stuff?
Quickly, Jamie, because we're down here, is it any reason to start any Miami Dolphins on your team?
If you can avoid it, I probably would. But the fact that, you know, the two linebackers are out for Buffalo is interesting. So is it going to be Miles Gaskin again? You know, I think this probably helps Gesicki a little bit. But, you know, until you see it, Buffalo for the last 2 years has been top three and, you know, fewest points allowed to tight end. So I would give it another week with the Dolphins. They get Jacksonville next week. You know, so unless you have to play these guys, Parker, Williams, Gesicki, and then whichever running back you think, it's probably a good idea to wait.
Somebody texts in, Lamar or Josh Allen, top QB of the week gets a payout.
I mean, you know, bet on Lamar more times than not.
Right? I mean, that guy's just unbelievable. Jamie Eisenberg, he is a proud Jewish man, and tonight is Rosh Hashanah, and that is going to be the genesis of the either-ors for your questions today. If you're new to the show, Jamie comes on and you ask him this guy, that guy, but we give him some other things where we say this or that. First, I will start with this, though, Jamie. I found this out during a commercial break. Have you ever heard this before? Because Solana is an Uruguayan Jew, and I asked him if he was having Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight. This was his answer. Yes, we're having fondue. Have you ever heard that answer before?
No, but it's probably better than most meals for the holidays.
So what are you going to do? You're going to dip the gefilte fish in the fountain of horseradish? Like, it's a strange visual. All right, tonight is Rosh Hashanah, so I'll ask you some Rosh Hashanah-based either-ors. Challah with raisins or challah without raisins?
Challah without raisins for dinner, but challah with raisins for
No, you can't
else.
No, Solana is editorializing. I'm with you. Challah without raisins. That's another one of your terrible takes, Solana.
What was
but
that,
it's good,
Jamie?
Like for French toast the next day.
Yep. Nailed it.
But I didn't ask what you want to make French toast with. For Rosh Hashanah dinner, do you want challah with raisins or without raisins?
Yeah, for dinner I go without raisins.
Right. And you like it with raisins for dinner, Solana?
I like challah with raisins always. Doesn't matter when I'm having it. Just always with raisins. Yeah.
Big mistake. Jamie, you love gefilte fish or you avoid gefilte fish?
I don't know how anybody can actually love gefilte fish, but I don't mind gefilte fish.
Let me guess. Solana loves gefilte fish.
Oh, no,
I feel a Solana bit working here.
No, I'm with you. No gefilte fish.
It's not bad fried.
Manischewitz Concord grape or Manischewitz blackberry?
Oh, Concord grape. You got to go with the standard.
Right. That's the standard bearer. Solana?
Agreed.
Yeah, Concord grape. Jamie, Lishana Tova or Shana Tova?
Lishana Tova.
Solana?
Gut Yontif.
Ah, Gut Yontif. What about you, Crowder? Lishana Tova or Shana Tova or Gut Yontif?
It depends on the day of the week.
Right, that's a valid point. Jamie, you know matzo ball.
Well, on that topic, usually when I would go on with Sedano down here, and it was this time of year, he would scream it at me as soon as I'd come on the radio. Shana Tova!
That's actually not a bad Sedano impersonation you just did there. Matzo ball soup with carrots and celery and noodles sometimes, or just matzo ball soup and broth, please?
Load it up. Load it up.
Really? See, I think that's a mistake. Solana?
Just broth. I'm with you, Hawk.
Yeah, yeah. Hot sour sauce. Cream? Hot sauce.
No,
sour cream?
True.
Sour cream on the potato pancakes or applesauce on the potato pancakes?
Applesauce, for sure.
Solana?
Neither. I like them plain.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No topping on the potato pancake.
No,
wow.
Just straight up.
All right. All right. Hot you dip salt. It in the fondue.
That's the plan tonight, Jamie. That is the plan tonight.
All right. Finally, Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com. Pusha T or Drake?
Oh, wow. Tough.
Because Drake's Jewish. Yeah.
Always Pusha T. We'll convert him.
Really?
We'll convert him.
Even over Drake on Rosh Hashanah? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We'll get a good yarmulke for Pusha T, and we'll
on the braids, right there on the braids.
There you go.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg. Follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. And have a good Yontif, my friend. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well, Solana as well, Channing as well, everybody listening as well.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, Jamie.
Hot sauce.
Louisville.
All right, there you go. Fantasy football. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.